Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have got to tell you, after the Shaletta Show is done, stick around because Steve Thompson is coming up after me. And guess what? I could not wait to hear Steve's show because I needed to talk to him right now. He is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Steve, this is an exciting sports weekend for the Twin Cities, and I had to get you on to talk to me about it.
Oh, yeah, Shaletta, there is a ton going on. Gopher football right now, they're playing a non-conference game over at the U. They're taking on Western Illinois. Tomorrow, the Vikings and the Packers opener. And then, oh, by the way, the Twins and the Cleveland Guardians again tonight at Target Field. They'll play a matinee tomorrow. And the Twins trying to hang in there. They're struggling a little bit right now. They sit 2.5 games back, and Shaletta, they've fallen into third place in the division.
They were at first place, Steve. What in the hell happened?
Well, it's been a combo platter of injuries. Byron Buxton hasn't been available. He's a huge part of this team. And pitching, and then without Byron Buxton in that lineup, they've struggled at times to score runs. So, you know, it's just injuries, and they just in general haven't been playing well. And, oh, by the way, they had to play 4 games in New York, and they only won one of those.
And, you know, I saw the traffic headed over to the U, and then we've got the Vikings playing tomorrow. What's the latest on our football teams?
Well, the Golden Gophers had a big opening win over New Mexico State and old friend Jerry Kill. That was a week ago Thursday during the state fair, and now they're taking on Western Illinois today. It's a team they should beat. There's really nothing to note in this non-conference season. Colorado comes in here next week. They're not very good. It's really all about the Big Ten season. These are tune-up games for the U and PJ Fleck. These are football games they need to win and need to win comfortably, and I don't see any reason to be concerned about this ball game today. But for the Vikings, tomorrow they open a new season. They've got a new head coach. They have a new general manager, but a lot of the same players. And the question is, can a player like Za'Darius Smith, who came over from Green Bay, can he help improve that defense enough? A defense that really struggled the past 2 years. And then ultimately, can Kirk Cousins, Darian Cook, or Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson score enough points? The Vikings are one of those teams, Shaletta, that I feel like if they stay healthy and relatively injury-free, they could be a playoff team. But if they get any key injuries, I don't think they are a playoff team. They're really right on the bubble. And they play tomorrow against Green Bay at 3:25. So they got a huge game right out of the gate against their arch rivals.
Okay, Steve, what can help them get over the hump? Because we can't have everybody scared to go snowboarding and skiing and making sure everybody ride on the bus together so everybody can stay safe and putting them on gripper socks so they don't slip and fall. You know, what do they need to actually be a playoff team?
Well, I think number one is, you know, a big year out of, you know, a new acquisition, like I mentioned a moment ago, for Za'Darius Smith. I also think just general health among the defensive core. They don't have great depth defensively. And I think it's going to be imperative that Smith and Danielle Hunter stay healthy. Danielle Hunter, when healthy, is one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL. Problem is, the last 2 seasons, he's been banged up. He's hardly played at all. So Danielle Hunter, Za'Darius Smith, huge defensively for the Vikings. Then on the offensive side of the ball, you know, can Kirk Cousins, can Dalvin Cook, can Justin Jefferson, can Adam Thielen score enough points for a team that's probably going to give up their share of points as well? And then, of course, with Green Bay, they're right now the gold standard in the division. You got Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Say what you want about Aaron Rodgers. They're still the team to beat in the division, and they get them tomorrow. So it would be very important to get a victory over Green Bay. But number one, Shaletta, I think among their top-end talent, the Minnesota Vikings can play with everyone. They just don't have a lot of depth. So I'll get back to, can they avoid the big injuries? That's going to be the key.
Well, baby, maybe they all need to be like Big Brother and sleep in the house together, Steve, and only let them out when it's time. When it's time to play until the season is over.
Well, you know what they need. You know what they need. They need a security detail like you had out at the fair. I mean, I think that's the key.
That is the key. And you know, Steve, it's so funny because you know when I hired somebody to look after me and my family at the fair,
yeah.
I thought, am I being extra? You know, am I doing too much? This is a lot. You know, I got a guy following me around. I'm paying him to look after my kids, you know. But then, you know, you see what happened at Sweet Martha's and you see the melee and, you know, folks, you know, fighting and then the shooting. And I thought, thank you, Lord, that I had, you know, a little bit of wisdom enough to get somebody to look after my family. So whatever I paid him, I just felt like it was worth it. And it's sad, Steve, that you feel like you have to have that. But I'm just so glad that God sent me somebody that I could trust to look after my kids.
Oh, yeah. No, and I think it was good because, you know, you were busy. And, you know, there's a lot going on out there, as you know. And I think you know, to bring up the state fair, and I know you've talked about it, and I know a lot of hosts at CCO have talked about it. I think going forward, the fair needs to change. And I know they made some changes in the wake of some of the things that happened out there, but it's the world we live in, and I think the fair is going to need to adapt and even get stricter on security.
Yeah, and you know, we can't just turn a blind eye and hope that everybody does right because everybody is not going to do right. Like you said, we have got to set some real strict parameters and boundaries when it comes to going to the fair. And everybody might not like it, but you know, it's really to keep people safe. And I just remember when I was going in, you know, and, you know, me and Mr. Kirk, you know, make sure that he was registered with the fair and, you know, he told them who he was in case anybody had any questions about his role out there. So, you know, we made sure we were in compliance. But, you know, it's sad, but it's just something we're going to have to do, Steve, because everybody can't be hiring private security to make sure they have a good time and the kids are safe.
No, absolutely. And I think that it's one of those things that just, so many people that I'm not sure we're going to see TSA style security like when you fly somewhere, but I think we're going to be moving in that direction. For instance, all the people that went over to the U today, or all the people that go to Target Field tonight, or all the people that are going to go over to US Bank Stadium to watch that football game, they're going to go through pretty strict security. And I just think that is the world we live in. To keep everyone safe. It's inevitable. And, you know, I applaud you for doing that and taking that extra step. Good for you.
Yeah, I just felt like it was needed for my family. But like I said, everybody can't do that. And what we have got to do is put some measures in place. Like you said, people are not going to like it, but it is necessary. Steve Thompson will be here. And when I am done at 2 o'clock, he is going to be broadcasting right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. One of the only people I know who can do sports, politics, pop culture, and be the best papa I have ever seen. You are such a great dad, and I just love you, look up to you, and it's so great talking to you today.
Yeah, thanks, Shaletta, and have a good day out there.
All right, I will, and you all stick around. We've got more to come live at Minneapolis Open Streets. It's the Shaletta Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.